get any better than this. I don't have to put all those notes together anymore for you. Because Dr. Scott has done this work. So I'm thrilled. So I know, Doctor, as you know, like I said, I wanted to thank everyone who has been calling. I know some of you are going to call back because the lines were getting jammed. That's 212-209-2950. But Dr. Scott has a treat for us. She has a nugget, you know, a special extra hear all about it. So I know you want
to
share something with us.
We have to thank the people who are conscious and listening and supporting this station. And, you know, you mentioned in my introduction, I'm a former, I had sort of the double life of Walter Mitty. I made my living in broadcasting as a journalist, which in those days, it was pretty heartfelt. I'm hearing Jane Fonda talk about what it is today. But in those days, you know, you really felt you could and could see that you made a difference. Not every day, but occasionally. On the other end, because of personal, I was very sick.
Thank you.
I got into this and with a roaring passion. So this was my passion on the side. But I will say, and God bless the people calling in, because this station is critical. It's one of the few remaining lighthouses of truth out there now.
Oh, thank you.
Mainstream media has sort of been hijacked, and people are getting very controlled Orwellian kinds of bits of information that, as Jane Fonda was just saying, serve corporations and serve the government but do not serve you. This station serves the people. And so I'm real grateful that I can be a part of helping that happen. So I want to give a gift.
Oh.
Now, flu season is not too far away. And I work with a brilliant, believe it or not, chemical engineer. And he's heavily into natural. So he can look at things really on a molecular basis. And he was looking at, from an engineer standpoint, how would you stop virus from replicating, reproducing? Because that's the biggest problem we have with them. They come into our bodies and they start reproducing so quickly. And it's sort of the race is on there between our immune system and the virus as to who's going to win. Mm. So it's very important up front. We've always thought of things like vitamin C, echinacea, all these other things, garlic. But he came up with something that was new to me, and I absolutely love the concept of it.
I can't stand the suspense anymore.
Yes, okay, here we go. Okay, what you would need, and you can find in the health store, is 5-star anise, A-N-I-S-E.
Mm-hmm.
And we would want them in whole form, not crushed.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me why that was important, that they're still in the star shape.
Okay.
And there is a company called the Rio Grande Herb Company that sells them in vacuum-sealed packages, and they're in their perfect star shape.
Mm-hmm.
So we want 5 of those, a little bit of lime juice, and cayenne pepper to toleration. And anybody who's used cayenne knows it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as you can tolerate. And you would bring your good distilled, clean distilled water to a boil and then let it sit for 30 to 45 seconds. You don't want to pour boiling water, he explained to me over this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll burn it.
Mm-hmm.
So let it come down off that boil, but we want it nice and hot. Let it 5 minutes, 7 minutes, let this star anise, the lime, and cayenne kind of seep and mingle and get nice and ready for it, and then we would drink that.
Mm.
And he explained the constituents in each of these and what it would do to interrupt the replication process. And
of
boy,
the virus, okay.
I love star anise anyway. It tastes a little bit like licorice.
Licorice, right.
Also love.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Italian people have used it forever. And so have the Spanish community, Latino, Hispanic, have used in cookies and whatever. It's interesting because the old cultures knew to eat their medicine.
Absolutely.
And we've so lost that, Natalie. We're eating all this denurtured garbage. And they knew that these things had some medicinal quality. And they would eat them as their food, so horseradish, that kind of thing. So anyway, there's my gift.
Oh, thank you so much. And that is so important. And I know people are wanting to call in. They're hearing your voice again. That's the 212-209-2950 for those of you who need to make that call before you go back to work or on to the next thing. And that's Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide with Dr. Gwen Scott. It's the three DVDs, 4 hours, 7 parts, 212-209-2950 for those of you who need to call now. I just have to thank you for that gift. You know, Dr. Scott, you've just shared something with us that isn't even on this DVD set. And it's so timely because, you know, when we look back at the flu scare that we've just gone through with the swine flu, the so-called swine flu, H1N1, and so many of us were panicked, particularly those of us who have compromised immune systems, those of us who care for people with compromised immune systems, and those of us with children and infants. We were panicked. We weren't sure that we could really protect our loved ones or ourselves who were in that situation. And the only thing that the doctor was offering was, well, there will be a vaccination coming, which, of course, we all knew. but people were at a loss.
Well, you know, in this DVD set, there is a tonic.
Oh, yes.
In the how-to. And I promise you.
That tonic is incredible. I make that sometimes.
This tonic is well, it about kills everything that wants to kill you.
Yes, and that tonic is an old school eclectic remedy. I mean, it's like the back to Eden stuff. It's something that I learned in herb school. And that's what's so great is, you know, I've had so many people come to me and say, oh, you know, I think I want to go to herb school. And I always ask them, you know, well, why? Because I'm curious, like, you know, why do you want to do that? You seem to have your own profession, you know, what? And a lot of times they say, well, I just want to learn to make these remedies. And, you know, sometimes I think to myself, I don't know if that's the best way to do it, you know, but I can't really, I don't have anything else to give them or say to them. Now that you have made this Natural Medicine or Survivor's Guide, I feel like I have a resource I can give to people who are saying, I want to go to herb school, but it's not because they really want to become herbalists. It's because they just want to learn this stuff for themselves. This is the most phenomenal shortcut ever. I mean, this is stuff that people go and pay thousands and thousands of dollars or take correspondence courses, you know, take a couple of years sometimes or intensive over a year to learn this material. And here you have it all in one place for $150. This is unheard of. And so as someone who has gone through an herb school curriculum, you know, you've really pulled out a lot of core simple remedies that are such an important part of the medicine bag of any herbalist or, you know, anyone who's doing this kind of natural medicine and really takes a lot of time and sometimes money to go study under someone to get this information.
A lot of time and a lot of money.
Right, and you've said, you know what, let me take that, I'll put it all in one place. You've put it on three DVDs in 4 hours, and that's why it's so long, because you've really combed through and taken out, like, the most essential, simple, you know, remedies and the most powerful ones. And you've said, let me put this all in one place, $150 versus, and you know, some of these courses are $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. And you've said, let me put it all in one place, let me make it easy to do it yourself. Three DVDs, $150, 7 parts, 212-209-2950.
I want to give the power back to the people, Natalie.
Absolutely.
I'm
it is
a little
so
offended.
Empowering.
I'm a little offended as a human being that all of these beautiful old spirits, medicine men and women, had all this knowledge and were basically tossed by the road.
Thrown under the bus.
Yep. And then the people themselves, as one of the folks said, a huge disconnect took place between this old knowledge and this was my prayer to bring up, to be a bridge, really, and bless all of the beautiful open-hearted healers that have been kind enough to share with me and bring that over to now.
Well,
when people really need it, because things are falling apart and things are expensive, the lack of health care, on and on, and to bring it right to them.
You've really
so that
honored
everybody
them.
Can understand it. There's nothing mysterious. And yes, you pointed out, I don't sell a thing. I don't. I am an educator. And so I'm not trying to sell anybody anything.
You've honored your teachers, you've honored the earth, and you've really paid it forward, because this is like like an apple seed. It really is. Like, I envision, you know, thousands of people getting this DVD set, sitting down, you know, maybe watching it with some family members, sharing it with some other family members, and then they build that green pharmacy in their homes. Maybe they, and you know what, one of the things I thought would be such a great thing is if people got together in a group and did it, and, you know, maybe they could do one remedy at a time or one DVD at a time, assemble all the ingredients, buy them together, or pick them from their gardens together, and then just have a day where they made tinctures.
No, that's actually happening.
Oh, phenomenal. It's a movement.
The Mormon community and the Amish community are doing this, and they're bringing their children in on it.
Absolutely.
Saying, okay,
kids love this.
You are in charge of, if anybody gets burned, what do? And then, Mary, you are in charge if anybody gets cut, what do? And bringing the children in, and it's a whole family experience of education, and everybody has an important role.
Absolutely. And this is the kind of stuff kids love. One of my favorite things when I was a practicing herbalist was going into schools, particularly in urban schools where the kids didn't have a lot of access to gardens, and teaching them some basics about herbalism and home remedies, and just seeing how the kids would light up and seeing them make medicines together.
Kids are great, man. They're wide open.
They really are. So this
They're
is just
wide open.
This is also a great educational tool for anyone who's doing a health curriculum, particularly a self-health curriculum with young people. But one of the things, I want to come back to the DVD, because there's something, you talk about prostate support, natural prostate support, and I think that this is so revolutionary and so important. The level of prostate problems, I think at one time it was really big in the press because a big company had bought some of the supplement companies that were making prostate support. And so suddenly you saw all of this, you know, media covering, like, you know, prostate support. And then it just disappeared. And men's prostate problems have not disappeared. And, you know,
somewhat epidemic, actually.
It's phenomenal. And men are so uncomfortable. It's really an uncomfortable kind of a problem. And so one of the things I love about this is that you take a men's problem and you give us such a simple solution. We're actually going to share this clip with the audience just so they can hear it straight from the DVD and get a real sense of what you have to offer.
You know, the good folks at Harvard did a wonderful study a few years ago on male prostate health, and they noticed an interesting kind of thing, that men who ate a lot of pasta and pasta sauce or pizza, oh, I think they said 2 or 3 servings a week, had their prostate was much healthier than men that didn't. So they said, okay, let's look into this. What's the active ingredient here causing this healthy reaction? And what they found was that it was in the seeds of tomatoes, something called lycopene. Now, you can go to the health store now. If Codex comes in, you won't be able to, but right now you can, and spend a lot of money buying a supplement called lycopene. Well, you know, come on, folks, let's go back to the source. Now, it does have to be cooked tomatoes. It can't be raw tomato seeds. It doesn't seem to release this element, so you need to cook. All different ways to cook tomatoes. I love to make my own pasta sauce. Why anybody buys it in a jar, I don't know. Very easy to do. You have tomato sauce, you have diced tomatoes. Here's a wonderful, wonderful, and this has been cooked, so we know that the lycopene has been released. This is a green chili sauce, so you get a little extra kick in vitamin C and some other good medicine in there. So, hey, just eat more pasta. Eat more pizza, eat more cooked tomatoes for your prostate, and don't pay all that money for a supplement when you can just, right here in your kitchen, you can have just as strong and healthy prostate as you can paying a lot of money for a little bottle, okay? Tomatoes, it's a good thing. One of the most important trace minerals that we can put into our body is zinc. Zinc prevents virus from reproducing, and that's what happens with colds and flus. Virus come into us and start reproducing, replicating tens of thousands a minute, and then overcome our immune system. But we've discovered through research, if we have enough zinc in our system, they can't do that. And a lot of people know that, and they go to the health store and buy zinc lozenges, zinc capsules. However, and they're not expensive, I grant you that, but why do that when you have available to you a very rich source of zinc that's delicious? And it's interesting because when I moved here to the Southwest and started visiting the Pueblos, I noticed that a lot of the Pueblo Indian men were eating a lot of pumpkin seeds. And so eventually I said, why are we doing this? and it's prostate health. And sure enough, just a few years ago, I saw a study done, I believe it was Harvard, but it might have been Yale, on zinc and prostate health. And it's very important for prostate health to have enough zinc in the system. And a lot of foods, the zinc is processed out of, or it isn't in the soil to begin with. But pumpkin seeds are very, very rich. So are egg yolks, back to the incredible edible egg. Red meats, herring. But this is an easy, fun source of zinc the whole family can enjoy. You just put them out into a bowl, put them around, let the kids come and eat them, have the husband eat. This is bioavailable right from here to your tummy, to your system, zinc. I thought a fun thing might be for you to do is next Halloween, instead of throwing those pumpkin seeds away, save them, dry them, and then roast them. These are roasted with a little bit of sea salt. Not only are they delicious, but you'll probably cut your cold and flu in your family down considerably if they have enough zinc in their system.
Wow. And that was Dr. Gwen Scott on Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide. It's the 3-DVD set that is our premium today for $150 pledge, and that's 212-209-2950. And she's talking to us about prostate health, but, you know, I love how you kind of roll from there into the zinc, because there's that overlapping ingredient of the medicine of the pumpkin seeds, and then really educate us about, you know, antiviral, like the most simple antivirals, and how zinc is such an important part about that. But the reason I wanted to share this clip with everyone, Dr. Scott, is because a lot of times men glaze over when we start talking about like natural health and we're gonna make these remedies, and men don't necessarily hear anything for them in it. And one of the things I loved about the Natural Medicine of Survivor's Guide is that there was, first of all, this having this piece about prostate health is so important, but some of the other remedies, especially the joint stuff, really relates to the kind of complaints that I see a lot of men coming in with in healthcare. So, but I do wanna come back to this whole issue of prostate support. You know, what is going on? Why are men having such a high level of prostate problems?
Well, I think some of it's diet, to be honest with you. Just eating a lot of denatured, chemicalized foods. And also, this is really obvious when we talk about, I was just working with a gentleman the other day about this. A lot of indigenous cultures, let's look at it, Native American, even Scottish, the kilt, Eastern Indian, African.
All right,
the men kind of wear dresses.
Groin, right.
They wear kind of open, loose clothing. And in this society, we have jockey shorts and tight jeans and all this stuff. And what we now know through research is that this closed, confined, heat-producing environment where the genitalia are confined and they cannot move and air cannot circulate is a large part of the problem. So that's a simple thing, which is just wear loose clothing.
That doesn't even sound good. I mean, you know, you don't anything medical
or technical.
But hey,
what do we women do? We put bras on with underwires, which are nickel, which are carcinogenic, and right over our lymphatics, you know, the lymphatic glands that clear your chest area, your breast, your lungs, run right under your breasts. So what do? We wear these bras that have wire, nickel, which we know scientifically leaches. They've traced pocket change, there's another one, in men up into their liver leaches through. Okay, ladies, if you have an underwire bra, cut and pull that wire out. Now, I would say don't wear a bra at all, but that's really hard for a lot of women.
I was going to say, we're not all ready for that.
Large-breasted women,
right.
It's hard. But they have bras that are like running bras and stuff, where all of the pressure is on the rib cage, not right directly under the breast, where your lymphatic system is trying to clear the debris. And yet it takes very little pressure, Natalie, just a little tiny bit to shut that whole system down.
So, and it's really the same principle for both men and women. It's like, you know, men, the tight briefs, the Speedos, the athletic cups, anything that is pulling and tucking in and confining you, is actually also going to contribute to some of these kinds of prostate problems. And the other thing I want to talk about, because the pumpkin seed and the prostate discussion really kind of ties into this, is fertility and sex drive. And I think that that's also one of the great remedies, and one of the things pumpkin seeds is so great for. It's also one of the fertility remedies, zinc, and you know, pumpkin seeds is one of the ways to get that zinc. You have to have your zinc if you want to be fertile.
Yeah, used to get it a lot in our food before they started throwing, you know, every chemical in the kingdom, the corporate farmers. You know, in the old days, I don't know about you, but my grandfather had a garden, and every year he would rotate it. You know, one year the crop would be here, and then the next year it would be here. And it was a seven-year cycle, and it would allow the soil to regenerate and bring the minerals back in, and all the selenium, which is also very related to most cancers, lack of selenium, which is a very delicate trace mineral that's lost in that kind of corporate, just use the same ground over and over and throw a bunch of chemicals on it.
Right, the ground is not nourishing us, the metals
no,
are stripped
no, because
out.
The plants and the herbs and the plants, they get their nutrition, they get their food from the soil. And so that's why organic farming is so critical.
Right, because it doesn't denature our soil.
Right.
So I just wanted the men and the women who care about the men in their lives to really hear that piece about the prostate support, because it's so important. And then, you know, that tie-in between the zinc and the prostate health and also the fertility. And also, which people don't talk about a lot, but, you know, I came to understand this just in herb school and treating people, pumpkin seeds are an phenomenal aphrodisiac, in the sense that they will tend to ratchet up your sex drive and your sexual desire. And it probably is all working on that same continuum, you know, with the prostate support. And,
yeah.
And oh, someone was like, Lord, pumpkin seed, sex drive. And they called. Thank you. 212-209-2950. I know people are like in transition. They're hearing the conversation. They want to know what we're talking about. And some of them want to make those calls now. And this is actually a great time to give us a call. 212-209-2950. I'm actually talking with Dr. Gwen Scott today. And we're talking about her 3-DVD set, Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide. 3 DVDs, 4 hours, 7 parts, where she walks you through from emergency remedies all the way to eco-friendly home cleaning, how to do it all yourself, pennies on the dollar, simple, simple, simple. At the end of the DVDs, you follow these instructions, you walk through, you can do it all at once, or you can chop it up. You're going to have a green pharmacy, you're going to have a green cleaning kit, and you're going to really be well on your way to a sustainable, affordable, easy to replicate way of taking care of yourself and your family for that natural self-care. It's that natural self-care, that preventative medicine that has been commodified and made so expensive that when you walk into a health food store, you know, you walk into a grocery store that has health food products, you're having to choose between, do I get food or do I get supplements? Dr. Scott says, no, no more. This, bring this back to the people, give them the remedies, make it affordable, do this yourself. 212-209-2950. I know some of you wanted to hear that number so that you could make those calls now, because you may be moving on to the next thing. You've tuned in for just a few minutes. It's Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide, Dr. Gwen Scott, 3-DVD set, 4 hours, do-it-yourself green pharmacy. You watch the DVDs, you follow the instructions. Some of this is going to be free because you have it all in your home already, the ingredients. Some of this will cost you pennies on the dollar, but you're going to move from a place of dependence on designer supplements, on, you know, the designer capsules, to a place where you're actually making your own remedies. You have your pharmacy, you have a kit for your pharmacy at home. You make those remedies. When you run out, you make some more yourself. And it's the same stuff that you're paying the designer money for. 212-209-2950 for the people who need to make those calls right now, because they're keeping it moving. It's not available anywhere else. Hear me, it's not available anywhere else. So if you've been sitting on the fence thinking, I'll get this later, I'll get this the next time, it's not promised to you. Right now, the present is a gift. Give us a call, 212-209-2950, so you get that 3-DVD set. And some of you are saying, well, you know, I have a lot of things. I'm not sure. What you don't have is you don't have something that brings it all together in one place and shows you the how-to. That is what is so phenomenal and revolutionary about what Dr. Scott has done here. She has brought the medicine back to the people that it came from, back to you, back to me. And she said, don't believe the hype. It doesn't have to be expensive. It can be for you. It can be for me. 212-209-2950 so you can get that 3-DVD set for those of you who are moving on. And, you know, Dr. Scott, thank you so much for, one, that gift you shared with us about the flu remedy that is not even on the DVD set.
Well, that's a new one, and I, you know, this was, you know, that's the thing. It's, I'm always learning. I'm like a little sponge. And so I wanted to share that with your listeners because that's kind of new, but I think it could be very important.
And we're actually coming to the halfway point, and so we have some goals that we have to make.
Okay.
So I am going to have to push for some more phone calls. You know, management's breathing down my back saying, get those callers on the line. Dr. Scott's going to talk after you get some calls. So that's 212-209-2950. Dr. Scott, you are a walking library. And like I said, I know we all stand on the shoulders of the elders and the initiates
yeah.
who have shared this medicine with us.
Yeah.
But what you have done that is so phenomenal is that you have taken what our teachers, your teachers and my teachers, have downloaded into us. And you said, I'm going to make this so simple that you don't have to have an herbal background. You don't have to have medical training. You just have to have the desire for the green natural pharmacy, for the green medicine to make these remedies. You have that desire, and now you get this DVD set. At the end of the DVD set, you have a full green pharmacy. There is no other product like this, and it's only available here. 212-209-2950 WBAI, 212-209-2950. And this is a true twofer. You are getting the DVD set. Really, it's like a threefer. You're getting this DVD set, and you're also supporting independent media. I don't think it gets any better than that. And then this healthcare is on the minds of so many of us, as well as the status of our health. And so many of us, 212-209-2950. I can hear you guys saying, what's the number? Repeat the number. I just want to call and get my DVD set, woman. 212-209-2950. Dr. Gwen Scott, Natural Medicine and Survivor's Guide. Now, for those of you who are saying, I'll get to it later, I'll put it in the search engine and I'll find it, you're not going to find it because it's not available anywhere but here right now. 212-209-2950. What's that?
If I told them there's something in there that would do the following things.
Do it. Tell them.
It would remove all heavy metals from your body on a daily basis.
All right,
now. It would
now.
Support your bone. I can't. Bones and joints.
Tell them.
It would get rid of parasite in your gut.
Work
it out.
It
would assist you in knocking down acid reflux.
Help me.
Strengthen your hair, nails, and teeth.
You know I like that.
One little thing, and I think it's about 2.5 cents a day. It's in there.
212-209-2950. And it's so incredible. 212-209-2950. It's so incredible that you mention a remedy that does all of those things, because I can't tell you how many times people have said, I want to do some kind of detox. I've heard that all this tuna fish I've been eating has heavy metals in it that cause brain damage, that cause organ failure. I want to get my fillings out. I just don't want this. It's affecting my memory. I don't want it anymore. And not everyone can afford the type of orthomolecular medicine, the type of chelation therapy that is going to be the RX with traditional holistic medicine.
Thousands and thousands of dollars.
It's phenomenal, but it's expensive and it's
yep.
time consuming. 212-209-2950. What Dr. Scott has said to us is, I can put that kind of chelation therapy within reach, pennies a day. I can do that because you can do that. 212-209-2950. And I haven't heard any kind of practitioner sharing this kind of information. This is revolutionary. This is phenomenal. 212-209-2950. It's so important that you call now, because we have goals that we want to make for the hour, but more important than that, we want to make sure that you get this information. We want to make sure that it happens for you.
And you know what, Natalie? I think something you said is so important. This is like the pebble in the pond,
mm-hmm.
because when people have this information, they can share it with their loved ones, their neighbors, their friends. You know, it's just like
it's
a ripple
Appleseed.
That keeps moving. And I think, honestly, in the times ahead, we're going to need this information. That's why I did this.
I know we're going to need it. And that's why I said before, 212-209-2950. That's why I said before, you know, God willing and the creek don't rise, but let's say that there is some kind of social disruption. There's some kind of disruption to the order. There, the sewage isn't going to be picked up. The garbage isn't going to be picked up. The grocery shelves aren't going to be restocked. The pharmacy is not going to be restocked. And who knows how many days something like that could last. And believe me, there are people all over the world who live with this already. And slowly people in this country are being introduced to that kind of chaos and control that people in other places have been experiencing for generations.
Yeah.
And we've gotten some tastes of it, and it doesn't taste good, and we don't know if there's more coming, or some people say when there's more coming. And one of the first thoughts I had after I began watching the DVD, and I said, oh my God, this Dr. Scott's the real deal. This stuff is actually good. And believe me, as an herbalist, I don't say that often. Usually I thumb my nose and say, ugh, whatever, garbage. That's not what's going on here. This is it. 212-209-2950. If I had created this, this is what it would look like. If the other master herbalists I know had to create something like this, this is what it would need to look like. But one of the things I thought to myself is, forbid that there is some kind of disruption in the social order. If you had gotten this information and set up your green pharmacy, you're going to have a certain amount of peace of mind because you know you can't get to the drugstore. So if there's an accident, you have a home emergency, and you look at that Section 1 emergency remedies, you're going to have some things in your kit that go beyond just first aid to really actually healing you until you can get to some primary care. 212-209-2950 for those of you who are saying you're going to be moving off the air with us and you want to make that phone call now. Three DVDs, $150, Dr. Gwen Scott, Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide. But that's what's so phenomenal about this. So many of us find ourselves preparing for different kinds of times ahead. And we've even heard that message from the mainstream media and government that people need to be prepared for different times. People need to be prepared for leaner times. People need to be prepared to do with less. Well, guess what? Some of that do with less is your designer supplements. Some of that do with less is your medication. And I'm sorry to say it, but don't shoot the messenger. Get the new message. That's Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide. Because don't get left out in the cold. Don't get left out there. Get this information, because you don't want to be at someone else's behest who says, well, you know, someone who's exploitive, who says, I got the information and here's what I'm going to charge you for the remedies I made. No, you want to get this DVD set. You want to share it with your friends and family. And you want to, most important, make sure you make these remedies.
And it's not that hard. You know, that's the cool thing.
It's so
easy. It's really not that hard to get these things together.
It's so easy. And I do have a request from someone who did make a contribution to get that DVD set. They wanted to hear the rundown about that tonic again, if possible. And I think what they mean is that super tonic that we were both talking about. It's that eclectic, old school, like seven-ingredient tonic. And what I'm going to say is that this is really, I mean, I think what my herb school teacher used to call that is the broom.
All right.
Because it gets in
out,
there.
It doesn't belong.
It
That's
gets
exactly
in there and it
right.
sweeps everything out. Virus, yep. bacteria,
everything.
Everything.
Fungus. Yep. Parasite.
All of it. So yep. I know that more people are asking for that number. It's 212-209-2950. And what we're talking about today is Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide. This is different. This is not out there. You can't get this anywhere else but here. Get the three DVD set, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. What's that?
You know, there's all kinds of medicine. You know that.
I do.
And there is a great gospel singer that kind of went under the radar because she would not buy into, you know, the designer industry of gospel. So she stayed real, and her name is Dorothy Love Coates. And if anybody likes gospel, there is where you need to go. And she has a song that says, "Thank you, God, for using me."
Mm.
And I really want to say that. That's all.
And you know what? I'm going to actually share another track with folks because this stuff is so good, and I want them to get a taste. They're getting a taste of you, but I want to get a taste of the DVD. We're going to talk some anti-cancer.
If I could tell you, you could significantly cut your risk of cancer by just having one trace mineral in your body, you'd want to know what that is. Lots of people have been reading about selenium. Selenium is critical to your body, not in huge amounts, it's called trace mineral, but in trace amounts, recent research is showing You can cut your colon cancer risk almost in half if you just have enough selenium. So people are buying it in the health store. But you know what? There are very rich sources of selenium that you can have right in your kitchen, right in your own home. Brazil nuts are really high in selenium. Delicious. Again, put them around in a bowl for your family. Have people eat some Brazil nuts every day. They'll be getting a good dose of selenium. Selenium is an interesting mineral because if too many chemicals, commercial chemicals, are thrown on the soil, it kills the selenium. A lot of the food processing kills the selenium. So it's a very delicate trace mineral and very critical to your health. Another wonderful rich source, garlic. Boy, by the time I'm finished with this presentation, you will never want to be without a garlic. Also another rich source of selenium. And another one that you may not know about, it's called blackstrap molasses. Very delicious, very sweet, can be put on cereals, even in teas. Some people put it in their coffee. This is one of the richest vitamin and mineral sources that you can find, super high in potassium. In fact, there are people who fast for a couple of days using only blackstrap molasses and water and do very well doing that. Now, of course, you do not fast without working with a healthcare practitioner. But again, when we're looking for selenium, blackstrap molasses, one of the best sources, the highest source being Brazil nuts. But these are things that you can have around and use every day and make sure that you get this wonderful anti-cancer trace mineral into your system, into your family. And really, how hard is it if somebody said, oh, I have the cure for cancer? Well, it's not a cure, but it sure as heck is being shown in research to be a wonderful preventative. For thousands of years, people have used licorice as a medicinal. In fact, if you go back and you look, there are dozens and dozens of remedies going all the way back to the Greeks for licorice. It's considered one of the king herbs of all time. Mostly we think of licorice as candy, and it looks good, like in a box, like candy, but licorice actually has a lot of medicinal purposes, and that's coming to light now. It's always been used to kind of soothe the throat, but now people with upset stomachs, acid reflux, that kind of thing, have found that licorice is very soothing, and so the health stores now sell a supplement called DGL, which is a form of licorice root. There was a rumor going around that, a licorice would give you high blood pressure. You'd have to consume enormous amounts, more than most humans would, for that to occur. So we kind of put that rumor to rest. However, if you would like a tasty, wonderful, portable way, and much less expensive than your designer supplement, you can get Panda is a wonderful company, and actually there's real licorice in here. Sad to say, and you can look for yourself, if you go in the conventional food store, go to the candy section, find what looks to be licorice, and you read the label, you'll see there's no licorice in there whatsoever. But these guys do put licorice extract in here, and a few other all healthy things, no preservatives, no additives. Kids love it too, so it's another wonderful thing if you're trying to get your kids off a lot of sugar and candy. This would be another wonderful thing to introduce to them. But primarily for digestive purposes, soothing the throat, acid reflux, it's a wonderful way to go and not expensive. And as I said, very portable. You can take it to the office. You just have to be careful because everybody's going to be over in your section taking your licorice out of your Panda box, and you won't have any left, so you gotta hide it in a drawer somewhere. Licorice is a very important remedy.
Okay, I wanted to share those segments for, you know, because one, everybody's interested in what can they do to take in anti-cancer preventative measures. And a lot of times, the sort of designer supplements or that sort of market out there that capitalizes on this, it's really out of reach financially for so many of us to consistently take these supplements. And I can't even tell you how expensive selenium supplements are. The last time I looked at them was like maybe 10 years ago, and I almost dropped the bottle when I saw how expensive it was. So this is truly revolutionary because Brazil nuts are such a phenomenal source of selenium, and it's really like pennies that you're paying on the dollar compared to buying a trace mineral like selenium, which is so expensive.
Well, you know, Natalie, the disheartening thing to me is that natural medicine became a big business.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm trying to get away from with this DVD set, and is to get back to the real.
And I know that...
Get away from the profiteering and all the...
Absolutely. And I just have to say the number one more time for the people who are moving away from the radio, 212-209-2950. It is Natural Medicine, the Survivor's Guide. We just broke it down in the anti-cancer segment about how to get one of those most powerful trace minerals, selenium, which is phenomenally expensive. It's a designer supplement, as you've said. And Brazil nuts. I actually keep a bag, a little box in my pantry with pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, Brazil nuts, and almonds.
Oh, wow.
And yes, it's like my power box. I'm telling
you,
my kitchen, it's a green pharmacy. And what I do with the Brazil nuts is I make a phenomenal nut milk.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Just delicious. The kids love that. What I do with the pumpkin seeds and the sunflower seeds is I use them as a mix-in in chopped salads. It adds that crunchy taste that we look for in
Fabulous.
That salad. It's awesome. And, you know, this is the kind of medicine that instead of paying, you know, thousands of dollars over the year for designer supplements, you buy this stuff, it's really affordable, and you make it part of your food. I need to make those phones ring. So, but you know what? I'm not worried because this isn't about me. This is about Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide. It's about you. But, you know, I wanted to, I played that track because anti-cancer is on everyone's minds. I think the numbers are now 1 out of 3 people is predicted to have cancer over their lifetime.
Yeah, we
this
talk
is,
about turmeric, too, in that DVD.
Absolutely. So there are a series of remedies here which you can kind of thread together into an anti-cancer thread and have a really powerful high antioxidant, high anti-cancer kind of medicine bag that would cost you so much money on the shelves if you were doing designer supplements. And some of this you already have, so it's going to be free. Some of it you're going to pay a few dollars for at the grocery store, but it's all accessible. It's all here. So it's really, you know, I know so many of you are looking for this kind of information. It's emergency remedies. It's simple, inexpensive substitutes for your designer supplements. It's kitchen remedies. It's spices as remedies. It's teas as remedies. And it's also how to make your own, capsules, extracts, tonics, topicals, and also that how to set up an eco-friendly set of home cleaning materials. So it's so important in these last few minutes that we have, Dr. Scott, to make sure that you pick up the phone and give us a call. It's 212-209-2950. And what's going to happen is you're going to get Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide. It's a 3-DVD set, and what we're giving you is 4 hours, jam-packed, 7 parts of just pure information on how to set up your own green pharmacy at home, in your kitchen, with the things that you already have in your refrigerator, that you already have in your kitchen, in your pantry, or that you can go to the grocery store and get for pennies. 212-209-2950. 4 hours, 3 DVDs, 4 hours, 7 parts. All of it is immediately practical. You're going to walk away able to do this, or you're going to put it on and do it as you watch. 212-209-2950. And I've never seen anything like it. And this is so phenomenal. It puts medicine back in the hands of the people. It puts it back in your hands. It gives you the opportunity to say, I'm prepared in the case of some kind of social disruption or large-scale disaster, and I can't get to the store, I can't get to the pharmacy. My family is not only prepared with the other measures that we're taking for emergency management, but we have our own natural pharmacy. We can deal with burns. We can deal with dysentery. We can deal with minor infections. We can deal with gout. We can deal with keeping ourselves, you know, full of those antioxidants. We can deal with that whole anti-cancer piece that no one is really giving us straight information about. So many people are just selling us products, but we don't know if they're working. We don't know if we're burning our money. Dr. Scott has simplified it. She said, look, this is what the research says. This is what the doctors and the engineers and the studies say. Here's where we can get these constituents, these ingredients. Here's how you're going to pull it together into a simple pharmacy and easy remedy. 212-209-2950. Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide. It's 3 DVDs, 4 hours, 7 parts, straight do-it-yourself, do-it-now instruction. And what you're going to do when you get that DVD is you're going to watch this with your friends, with your family, and you're going to set up this thing where you're going to make your medicine. So if you want to make your medicine by yourself, that's fine. But if you want to do this in community, that is powerful. That is that Johnny Appleseed effect, where we have that ripple effect of sharing knowledge, teaching each other how to fish. 212-209-2950. I'm told that all of the phone lines need to light up now. 212-209-2950. We still need to make our goal for the hour. I need $2,500 within the next 10 minutes. So those of you who have been on the fence, those of you who have been thinking about, you know, I really think that I could do this for my family or with a friend or with my cooperative, yes, you need to do it. You can't get this material anywhere else. You can't. I'm not going to get off the air and you're going to go look on a search engine and find this and get it on Amazon. Sorry, you're out of luck. This is an exclusive for WBAI. So call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, and get Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide, 3-DVD set, 4 hours, 7 parts. And you know what? I know some of you called before and couldn't get through. You can get through now. And we really need your calls. Dr. Scott, I know you have some things you want to share with people about, you know, some of the stuff that's in here that they're going to want to take a look at, that they're going to want to get.
Well, before I do that, I would say, as a former media guy, we can't lose sight. You know, we really get kind of complacent. And WBAI has been around a long time. Kind of like, well, they're always there, and I'm always getting to hear all this cool information. And, you know, this isn't what I'm hearing on the nightly news, so this is really great. I feel informed. But if you look back over the last 10 years in this country, so many things that we took for granted are gone. They just disappear. And if we don't in some way support that which is meaningful to us, really, we'll lose it. And I've seen that time and time and time again. If we don't, we didn't say a word when everything went to a different country for manufacture. Now we're all walking around grumbling.
Right, where's my job?
You know, nothing's made in America, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? If you just keep letting things go and don't speak up and don't show your support, well, then that's what you get.
Right.
That's what happens. So WBAI is like a little lighthouse there in that community. And I hope that, and I want to hear from people, too, that when they learn, you know, they can take charge. They don't, you know, they can make their home, their remedy cabinet, their as you said, kitchen remedies, garden remedies, and they realize these things work.
Wait a minute. We have a problem. It's silent. 212-209-2950.
I'll be quiet.
We have a problem. We need you to pick up the phone and call. It's Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide. And what you're going to get here is something you can't get anywhere else. Some of you are interested in heavy metal detoxification. You're going to find out how to do that for pennies a day on your own. Some of you are, have these digestion problems, the acid reflux, you know, the H. pylori or the ulcers. You're going to find simple remedies that you can take over time without harsh side effects. There's no one else sharing this information with you all in one place and showing you how to do it and not trying to tie you to their product brand. There are no ulterior motives. Dr. Scott is actually sharing knowledge to empower you, to teach you how to do this for yourself so that you can then share it with your children, your family, and your friends and your community. 212-209-2950. This is an essential part of anyone's natural healing library. If you've been saying, I want to learn more, I'm not sure if I want to make the commitment to do a correspondence course, you don't have to. Dr. Scott has pulled it all together.
And you know what, Natalie? There's a lot of shenanigans in my end of the world. There are people out there selling things right, left. Oh, if you just get this, you know, and I won't mention names, but, you know, everything that so-and-so didn't tell you if you read my book. And in the end, you know, then you have to belong to their club and blah, 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 blah. It's all about profit and greed.
Oh, and thank you for that call.
That offends me.
We need more calls on the line. We only have a few minutes left, 212-209-2950. I think Dr. Scott has some great points. She has said that even within the field of, quote, holistic or natural healing, you have people who are exploiting people, trying to get them tied into their multi-level product line, auto-charging them, all those things. Instead, Dr. Scott flips the script. She says, let me give you the information because knowledge is power, and let me show you. let me show you how to do this for yourself. Let me teach you how to fish. 212-209-2950. You know, three DVDs, 4 hours, exclusively available here. Your $150 pledge to the station, and you're going to walk away with Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide with Dr. Gwen Scott, three DVD set. And I think some of the stuff in here is just phenomenal. The heavy metal detoxification, which has been made so expensive by the mainstream media and also by the sort of mainstream
health
store.
In my kingdom, in my world.
Absolutely.
A lot of naturopaths make their next car payment that way.
Right.
And it's ridiculous.
And I want to tell
you,
for those of you who are worried about your hair and nails and you need a good source of silica, we're going to show you how to do that in Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide, 212-209-2950. We need those phones to ring. Thank you if you called. If you tried to get through, I need you to call back now. 212-209-2950. Dr. Scott is also going to teach you about some tools in your kitchen. She's going to teach you about the type of water that you need to use, which types of water you can stay away from. She's going to also teach you about the basics, about food that is sort of that superfood or those power foods that can give you high doses of those very powerful kind of designer supplement constituents that we've been playing for. She's going to teach you the secrets about how to get Factor X, that thing that you need to keep those healthy bones and not get those fractures that so many of us get subject to as we age and our bones lighten in density. She's going to teach you about the basic antifungals that are going to keep you, you know, free of flu and candida and all these things that seem to be bothering so many people. But we need to actually hear your phone calls. It's 212-209-2950. We're told that in order to, you know, meet our goal for the hour, that we need to hear from more people. And I just have to thank the people who have called. I'm so excited that I have heard the phones ring before. But now it's time for those of you who said, I do want to get this. Thank you for that call, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. I know so many of you said, I think I'm going to get it. I want to share it with my mom. She hasn't been feeling well. I've told her to do some natural things, but, you know, this kind of DVD that shows her, it's really going to make a difference. Also, those of you who've been paying at the wazoo for digestive enzymes, we're going to show you how you do that real easy, real cheap, real simple. You're not going to have to pay $7, $10, $15 for a bottle of enzymes anymore. Those of you who want to know how to get rid of gout, which surprisingly is actually still a big problem. I see that a lot, particularly in older folks. 212-209-2950. It's all here in Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide, a three DVD set, 4 hours, 7 parts. It starts at emergency remedies, moves on to substitutes for designer supplements, kitchen remedies, spices as medicine, your tea as your medicine, how to make your own. Who else is going to show you how to make your own capsules? How to make your own extracts, how to make your own tinctures, how to make your own tonics. When you roll up into that health food store and you go to that aisle that has the capsules, the extracts, the tinctures, the tonics, sometimes a single bottle of extract can be $40. No more. Dr. Gwen Scott says, stop the madness.
Really?
If you've got the inclination, if you've got the time, right, I'm going to show you how to do this for yourself. Pennies on the dollar. 212-209-2950. That's what's so phenomenal. Three DVDs, $150, but you're going to save, you can potentially save thousands of dollars because you're not going to be hooked on, you know, these $30, $40, $50 bottles of this, that, and the other. Once you get yourself set up and you start making those capsules yourself, you start making those poultices, those topicals yourself, it's frankly, it's almost addictive. I used to do all this myself and sell these things down at Eastern Market when I lived in D.C. And the way I started was I made them for myself, and my friends and family said, we need more. And I said, well, I don't have more. I'm done. They said, well, we'll buy more. I said, I'm not selling it to you. So after months of that, and this is with the same kind of instruction that Dr. Scott gives you, it's the same stuff, I actually had just was kind of forced into business. I had to start selling it. So I set up a stand at Eastern Market. I had my bottles of everything out, and people would just come all day and buy it. 212-209-2950. This is how you can do that for yourself, for your family. I know so many people have said, you know, I can't afford this anymore. I go into the grocery store, I'm choosing between food and supplements. You don't have to choose anymore. You can have your supplements and have your good food too. 212-209-2950.
You can make little health baskets.
Absolutely.
This is what this is for. This is what, here's some turmeric if you cut yourself. Yeah.
And who's ever gotten Montezuma's revenge? You've been traveling. You drink a little of this, you eat a little of that. You think, you know, well, I've had everything, and then suddenly you're the one back at the hotel, you know, praying to the porcelain god, thinking I shouldn't have had that. It wasn't a good idea. Guess what? You make your own remedy at home that you learn from Natural Medicine, a survivor's guide, and it's going to be under 3 ounces in that little bag, so it's going to go through the airport. It's going to go on your carry-on. You're going to get there. As soon as you feel a rumble in your gut, you're going to pop that remedy out, take a couple of drops. Within hours, you're going to feel better, and you're going to say, thank you, Dr. Scott. But more than that, you're going to say, thank me, because this is true self-reliance, Natural Medicine, a survivor's guide. This is the ultimate in taking care of yourself, preventative health, self-health. That's what I call it, 212-209-2950. I know some of you said I might get that later. Well, there might not be a later on this one. This is an exclusive for WBAI. We're at the end of our time with Dr. Scott, 212-209-2950. It's not available. You can't hop to your computer, get online, and look this up. It's not going to come up for sale because it's not available. So if you want to learn how to make those herbal extracts, if you want to learn how to make that super tonic that we call the broom, it's antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral. You make a bottle of this at the beginning of the fall. You put it in your fridge, and it actually, like women, only gets better with age. And you're going to take a swig from this. You know, whenever you feel, you're going to take a swig a day.
You know what? I use mine partially for salad dressings, too.
I was going to say, you're going to take a swig a day. You're going to drizzle it on your greens. And then when you feel something coming on, you're going to actually take a whole spoonful of it.
I honestly haven't had a cold or flu in, I don't know how
many years. It's phenomenal. 212-209-2950. Prevent the colds. Prevent the flu. You need to protect yourself. Not all of us have the privilege of health insurance. Those of us who do find that our doctors are failing us, we want to get access to those natural remedies, but we can't afford the $200 for the supplements. This is where Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide, comes in, and it's going to help you. It's going to help your family. It's going to help your community. Everyone needs this. Every neighborhood needs this. You need to get together with your friends. You need to make the remedies. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. I know some of you have said, I need to hear that number. I need to make that call because you know you can't get this anywhere else. 212-209-2950. Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide. It's a 3-DVD set, 4 hours, 7 parts. Emergency remedies. Who else is telling you how, when you get burned in your kitchen, how you're going to help yourself right then and there? Third-degree burns, it's a remedy. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Apparently not third degree, judging from the look I just got. Okay. How do you take those digestive enzymes? You can't afford them anymore. You're going to get the Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide. You're going to learn how to make your own digestive enzymes. This is incredible. How are you going to make your own pain relief tea? This is Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide, 212-209-2950. And everyone wants to do a detox, but not everyone wants to pay $200 for those kits. The detox liver protection remedy in here is so simple, and it's ancient. The indigenous people here in the Americas have been using this for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yeah.
And it is one of the, it actually can help you regenerate liver tissue. You're not going to get this anywhere else. 212-209-2950. I know that liver failure and cirrhosis is something that so many people have been facing. And, you know, in some ways, there's a lot of shame around liver failure, especially cirrhosis and, you know, because of what it's linked to. You don't have to suffer alone. You can find ways to rebuild your liver. People have been told, you have liver failure, this is a death sentence for your liver. I can't do anything for you. And how many times have I seen patients like that in the clinic, and we've said to them, oh, no, you can be helped.
You know, you have a brand new liver every 6 weeks if you just do it right.
Right, but if you have liver failure, you have nothing. And
yep.
this kind of remedy can make night and day difference for someone who is facing something like liver failure or cirrhosis. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. And I think one of the things that I find so amazing is that you've told us about the simple anti-cancer steps that we can take. So much of the anti-cancer discussion out there, it's very complicated, even the natural remedies. Not everyone can afford all of the herbs. Not everyone can afford all the supplements. And Dr. Scott has said, whoa, you can. It's here. It's simple. Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide, 3 DVDs, 4 hours. everything, emergency remedies, designer supplements, kitchen remedies. So we need to get a couple of those last calls on the line, 212-209-2950. I'm actually being kicked off the air, so to speak.
Oh.
I know. I want to hear a couple more calls because I know there's a few of you who said I might get that. But
bless
let me
you,
let,
Natalie. Bless you.
Let me tell you, you can't go to your computer and look this up online and buy it because it's not available anywhere else. It's an exclusive at WBAI. It's three DVDs, $150 pledge. This is a true win-win. You support the station. You support independent media. You make sure we're here tomorrow. And you're going to bring home Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide. You're going to create a green pharmacy for yourself and your family and your friends. And you're going to share this. This can be done in cooperatives. It can be done in groups. It can be done with family circles.
There are a lot of church groups, Natalie, that are doing this.
I love that idea. Get it for your church. Get it for your library. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. There is another show coming on after me. I just want to check in with the man on the ones and twos, and that's my engineer. We're good. Yeah, we got to go. He gave me the gas face. We got to go. 212-209-2950. I want to thank you, Dr. Scott, for everything
you
shared
Natalie,
with us.
From the bottom of my heart.
This is so generous. 212-209-2950, and I'll be talking to you again. Thank you, everybody.
Hi, I'm Bob Henley, Interim Program Director at WBAI. I'm pleased to announce the return of our classic fund drive number, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Over the years, WBAI has offered you, the listeners, memberships to WBAI. You are our primary sponsors. You provide the bulk of the funding to keep the signal on the air. By calling 212-209-2950, you may ask the WBAI pledge representative what gifts are available with your pledge of support. Again, the number is 212-209-2950. Donate today and help keep this essential community broadcast institution on the air.
Hi, I'm Jale Afshar, member of the Asia Pacific Forum at WBAI, which broadcasts on Monday nights from 9 to 10 p.m. Some programs may contain the pledge number 516-620-3602. You can still make your contribution with 516-620-3602. Thank you for your support of WBAI New York.
The WBAI Community Advisory Board will be holding open meetings at the station's office at 388 Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn every Sunday throughout the month of December. These meetings will begin at 1 p.m. and will include discussions of the latest developments concerning the lease management agreement issue and your idea on programming. The meetings will be on every Sunday in December starting at 1 p.m. Again, WBAI's Community Advisory Board will be holding meetings at 388 Atlantic Avenue at 1 p.m. on each Sunday in December at the WBAI office at 388 Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn starting at 1 p.m. Expect to work and help with the station needs. With your help, we will get through this. All are welcome and invited to come and participate.
You want to have brunch?
What, now?
No, on Sunday.
Okay.
At the Cornelia Street Cafe in Greenwich Village.
Sounds good.
We'll attend a live two-hour broadcast of the next hour at 11 a.m. featuring Red Diaper Babies.
What, babies on the radio?
They are babies who grew up after years of suffering through the blacklist and still love show business.
Oh, grown-up babies.
Joe Guilford, son of Jack, Josh Mostel, son of Zero, Julie Garfield, daughter of John, and Kate Lardner, daughter of Ring Jr.
Well, what's on the menu?
You can have warm chocolate bread, croissant, huevos rancheros, eggs any style, mimosas, French toast.
A Red Diaper Babies brunch Sunday morning, December 15th at the Cornelia Street Cafe.
We make reservations at give2wbai.org or call 212-209-2950 and ask for Red Diaper Holiday Brunch, all for $100 each.
Oh, is it tax deductible?
Yes, and you can have warm chocolate bread.
I will.
Me too.
Yeah. 240, take one. Here we go. Very quiet in the studio. Very soft opening.
Nice light rhythm section when you get into tempo. Nice and easy.
Sanity.
December 14th. As I Please will be perfectly frank. Saturday morning at 6 on WBAI 99.5 FM New York. Perfectly frank.
We got one problem here. We got one problem out there. Johnny, would you play like on the closed hi-hat on this thing?
Yeah, I was afraid of that.
I'm Michael G. Haskins.
I'm Bob Henley.
We've launched Haskins and Henley Drive Time for the 99%.
Let's be generous. Drive Time for the 99.5%.
For us, labor and the environment are the A stories.
But we need your help to keep telling these stories your stories.
One way to do that is to become a WBAI buddy for only $10 a month.
Support WBAI 99.5 to the right of NPR on the dial and to the left on everything else that matters.
This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Right now, we want to go to a speech that Jeremy Scahill gave, Democracy Now! Former producer, now correspondent, nation correspondent, author of the book Dirty Wars, that he gave in Troy, New York, at the Sanctuary for Independent Media. It was just after news broke about the Attorney General Eric Holder's letter admitting that the U.S. killed four Americans with drones.
You know, we're living in a moment right now when we have a constitutional law professor, Nobel Peace Prize winner, popular Democratic president, who campaigned on a pledge to reverse the Bush-Cheney torture and killing apparatus, who is continuing many of the policies that liberals found so offensive when they were being done by a Republican administration. And I don't believe for a moment that if John McCain had won the election in 2008, that you would see liberals cheerleading the president of the United States conducting drone strikes in countries throughout the world or targeting American citizens who have not been charged with a crime in what are not targeted killing operations. They are assassinations. Today, we learned some breaking news, and that is that Attorney General Eric Holder sent a letter to Senator Patrick Leahy and other members of Congress admitting that the United States had carried out drone strikes to specifically target one American citizen, Anwar al-Awlaki, who was born in Las Cruces, New Mexico in 1971, and that three other Americans had been killed in drone strikes. But in his letter, Attorney General Holder used an interesting phrase to describe the other three Americans killed, and it's really sort of an Orwellian phrase. He said they were not specifically targeted. You know, this is an administration that also, in its assertions earlier in what was called the white paper from the Department of Justice, that it had the legal authority to kill American citizens. They said that they could kill American citizens if they were involved in imminent plots against the United States, but then they proceeded to redefine the word imminent in a way that someone with just a basic fourth grade education would know that's not the actual meaning of the term. We're living in a time that is so Orwellian because a Nobel Peace Prize winning constitutional law professor, popular Democratic president is in the White House and is legitimizing and normalizing assassination as a central component of what is called America's national security policy. In this letter that Eric Holder wrote to Senator Leahy, he attempted to litigate posthumously a case against Anwar al-Awlaki, an American citizen, and made allegations that Anwar al-Awlaki was directly involved with terrorist plots against the United States, that he had, in fact, directed the failed underwear bombing plot on December 25th, 2009, that he had told this young, deranged Nigerian kid, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, to wait until the plane was over the United States to detonate his bomb, that he was involved with imminent plots against the United States, and that the capture of this American citizen was not feasible, so the United States had no alternative but to target him for assassination. Of course, he doesn't use the term assassination, because every president since Gerald Ford has signed an executive order saying that the United States does not assassinate, and every single president since Gerald Ford has found a way around their own purported ban on assassination. Now, I want to say at the onset, maybe these allegations against Anwar al-Awlaki are true. Maybe al-Awlaki was directly involved with plotting acts of terrorism against the United States. Maybe everything that they've leaked about him is accurate. My question for them, if that's the case, is where's the indictment? Why not charge him with a crime? Why not go, as has been the standard for a couple hundred years plus in this country, why not go and seek an indictment against him if you have all this evidence, and then put forward the charges, present the evidence, and then give him a chance to respond to it? You see, I'm willing to concede that maybe all of those things are true, but if they are, indict him. And then you demand Anwar al-Awlaki's extradition, and you bring him back to the United States, and you have him stand trial. You might even be able to charge him with treason. If you have evidence about all of these plots involving attempts to poison water supplies in the United States and directing people to blow up aircraft, that should be a slam dunk, to use a phrase that was popular during the Bush era. But Anwar al-Awlaki was never charged with a crime by the United States. His extradition was never demanded. How do you surrender? How do you surrender to an authority when you aren't responding to an indictment? Who do you surrender to? How do you surrender to a drone in the sky above you? See, to me, the question isn't about who was Anwar al-Awlaki. The question is, who are we? Who are we? What is our society? What message do we send to the world? If we want to portray our country as the shining city on the hill, a nation governed by the rule of law, then we can't say at times that for certain citizens, for certain people, we can have the mob go and get the pitchforks and the torches and round up the suspects and then deliver citizens justice to them. If we want to do that, then stop saying that you're something else and start saying that in some cases we believe in mob violence, or we believe in assassination, or we believe that due process doesn't apply. This isn't only about who Anwar al-Awlaki is. It's about who we are, because a society isn't judged by how you treat the popular or the powerful or the law-abiding citizens. It's judged by how you treat the least of your people, how you treat the poorest of your people, and how you treat the most reprehensible of your citizens. Now, I'm a firm believer that it doesn't make a dime's worth of difference whether someone is an American or a non-American. On a moral level, it has no significance whatsoever. Everyone deserves the same human rights. The most astonishing thing to me about Eric Holder's letter, actually it's not astonishing, one of the most disturbing things about Eric Holder's letter is that he says nothing about the United States coming to terms with or explaining all of the non-Americans that they've killed around the world in drone strikes, cruise missile attacks, night raids. It's only the discussion of these four Americans, but I think it is relevant that they're Americans for this reason. How a society treats its own citizens will give you a sense of how they're going to treat non-citizens. And I guarantee you, if they're asserting the right to kill Americans without charging them with a crime or presenting any evidence against them in places other than anonymous officials leaking to the press, then the standards for killing non-Americans are far, far lower than that. But what I want to talk to you about tonight is, who were these Americans that were killed? How did they become who they were, and why was the killing of Anwar al-Awlaki so important to the Nobel Peace Prize winning constitutional law professor, Democratic president, that he was willing to cross this line? That I believe if John McCain as president would have crossed, if he won that election, you would see liberals calling for his impeachment. But because it's President Obama, somehow it's acceptable. I want to get a T-shirt made that said I'm only against it when a Republican does it, because there's a fierce intellectual dishonesty that permeates the debate on this administration's counterterrorism policy. Now, there may be a few people in here that know a bit more about Anwar al-Awlaki than what you've seen on YouTube, but bear with me as I tell you the story. Most people probably know one or two things about Anwar al-Awlaki. You know that he's the guy on YouTube in the camouflage jacket in front of the black flag, calling for armed jihad against the United States, calling on young Muslims around the world to conduct attacks in their own countries in the West, or to come to Yemen or Somalia or Afghanistan and join the mujahideen on the fronts of jihad across the United States. Someone like Anwar al-Awlaki isn't created in a vacuum. And I'll tell you where those ideals were not created. They weren't created in his family growing up. I know the Awlaki family. I know his father, Dr. Nasser Awlaki, very well. This is an upstanding, impressive man who came to the United States in 1966 as a Fulbright scholar. And in his essay that he wrote when he was coming to study English first in Lawrence, Kansas, with an evangelical Christian family before going to New Mexico State University, he wrote that he wanted to come to America because he was taken with the progressive spirit of the country and its history. And he wanted to get an education and he wanted to raise his family in the spirit of America. And he wanted to go back to Yemen then and dedicate his life to dealing with that country's water crisis. So he comes to the United States. He gets his degrees, he brings his wife over, she gets her GED in the United States and works at a candy factory to support their family while Nasser Awlaki was getting his degrees. And in 1971, they have their first son, Anwar Awlaki. And Nasser Awlaki told me a story of how at that time you could light cigars up in hospitals, and he passed out "It's a Boy" cigars to everyone. And they're in New Mexico, and then they move to the Twin Cities in Minnesota, where Nasser Awlaki is at the university, and Anwar goes to school in the United States, and they go to